Chapter 1. March 1971. Monsters existed. Corin Perrin knew this was true, because his grandmother told him so. Whenever he visited her, she read from her book of folklore, telling him stories of fairies, sea creatures, ape-men, and dark creatures that roamed the forests. This information came from her book, so it had to be true. He sat, curled up on the oversized leather armchair in what used to be his grandfather's study, the scent of old wood and tobacco, heavy in the air despite his grandfather having died long before Corin was born. He loved the sea of books that lined two out of the four walls of the study. Each colored spine sparkled like a hidden gem when the light from the giant bay window shone on them. His grandmother had rearranged the room for him so that the leather armchair now faced the bookshelves, with its back to the door as opposed to looking dead on at the large mahogany desk and bay window behind. On the credenza that sat by the door was his grandmother's record player, the one his parents had bought her for Christmas last year, after the one she'd received as a wedding gift had finally died after 50-odd years. She loved classical music, and today, the sounds of Wagner drifted around the room. He didn't know much about Wagner's music, but he loved the sound of the Valkyries charging in. Right here, on this chair, was Corin's favorite place in the world. It was safe. Today, his grandmother sat next to him, squeezed into the chair with her soft, plump thighs pressing against his own bony ones. The giant blue leather-bound book cracked open in her hands as she read to him a story about a changeling, a fairy creature hailing from Ireland. "And you know what the wee fairies do with their own children?" his grandmother asked in a hushed tone, tilting her head ever so slightly toward him. "No," he answered in the same hushed tone. "What?" "The fairies sneak into a human household and swap a newborn human baby with one of their own." Corin stared at her wide-eyed. "Really? Why?" "Some say it is because the fairy baby would be cared for better in a human household, or that a fairy may love a human child better than her own. Others say it is because the fairies are seeking revenge on a couple. Or..." Her voice started to dip. "Or what?" Corin whispered, hanging on every word. "Or they take a human baby as a gift for the devil, and they don't want the humans to know. So they leave a fairy baby in the stolen human baby's place." "How do the human parents not know their baby was switched?" Corin asked, shivering. His grandmother put her arm around his shoulders. The scent of Shalimar enveloped him in a cloud that smelled of safety. No one could ever hurt him while she was by his side. "This book says it is because fairy babies are shapeshifters and can take on the form and looks of the human baby. So there could be a lot of fairies that look like humans? How can you tell who's a fairy human?" "Well," his grandmother said, looking back at the pages of the book, "fairy babies tend to act out and misbehave. They enjoy creating mischief. Fairy babies and children also love attention, trying to obtain it in all different ways, especially from their human parents." Corin went silent and stared at his lap. His thoughts instantly went to his older brother. Corin lived in Davis's shadow and could never seem to get out from under it. He could never seem to get the level of affection he wanted from his parents. That is why he gravitated more to his grandmother. She showed him the love that his parents withheld from him and showered upon his brother. Whenever he was in her house, her entire focus was on him, not his brother. In fact, Corin would go so far as to say he didn't believe his grandmother even liked his brother. Yet it was his brother's constant demand for attention that got him thinking. Could anyone really be that selfish? A fairy child could be. "Grandma?" Corin asked.
"Hmm?
Do you?" He lowered his voice to a whisper. "Do you think Davis is a changeling?" His grandmother laughed and swept the hand that had been around his shoulder up through her hair, tucking away a few snow-white strands that had come loose from the bun neatly coiled on top of her head. She went silent for a moment, staring at the door that led out of the study. She looked back at him, her ancient wise eyes shimmering, and she winked.
"Maybe."
Corin sucked in his breath. "If Davis is a changeling, how do I get my real brother back?" "Grandma?" The door to the study swung open, slamming into the wall behind it. The old cordial glasses that sat on the table near the door rattled from the force. Corin felt his grandmother's body stiffen, and in response, his did too. No one could ever hurt him while he was at his grandmother's side. No one but Davis.